It's December. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalist Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
We're at Cottonwood Marsh, just west of 75th Street, looking at the gorgeous, gorgeous vermilion flycatcher. It looks like a Christmas tree ornament, bright red on top, and then kind of a, well, vermilion underparts. Oh, he is just gorgeous. And it's amazing. He's been around. Oh, there he is again. He keeps flying up to the little trees here. And at one point he was perching on a rock. And he's been around since September, which just seems incredible to me.
This is a great bird to come and see. It's really pretty easy to see. You just come to the parking lot at Cottonwood Marsh and look to the fields to the east. Or if you're lucky like us, you can see him right off the boardwalk along the trail, just right next to the parking lot.
I usually don't chase rare birds, but when they're 10 minutes from home, it's worth doing. But you meet the nicest people when you're out birding, and we just walked right up to the fence where other birders were, and this nice lady said, take a look through the scope, and there it was. We just walked right up, and there it was.
So we didn't say much about where the vermilion flycatcher normally occurs. It's found down in southern New Mexico, Texas, and southeast Arizona.
And Scott, do you have any idea why he stays around so long? It's been cold, 25 degrees last night.
Well, it's hard to say for sure. He might have a little glitch in his migration system. I've been reading a little bit about reverse migration. This guy is a juvenile, so he's not quite as bright red as adult males. But they get a little glitch in their navigation system that sends them 180 degrees in the opposite direction. He just went down to the ground again, and I feel like bringing him a whole case of flies or something.
Oh, and he keeps turning, giving us full frontal view, so that red just is stunning, absolutely stunning.
This guy keeps sallying back and forth from a fence post down to the ground, looking for something to eat in this below-freezing weather. It's a flycatcher, and it depends on eating aerial insects, so this is pretty tough conditions for this bird. Hopefully it will migrate soon.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.